Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Memphis is getting another soccer team.
Yeah, it's a USL2 team, and it's going to be the team will start in 26, and it looks like, according to their website that they've launched, they're going to be playing over at Mike Rose, which kind of makes sense from a size perspective because, you know, it seats 2,500. Kind of works out. Yeah.
Right.
Seems cool. It seems like a cool version of a team to come to this area and not be strapped for a new stadium or something like that.
Okay, so I see. So it's Go Memphis FC. So it is soccer, but it's not. That it's like there's levels to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like relegated leagues and that sort of stuff, only you're staying. And it's I hesitate to call it minor league because a lot of aficionados of soccer get pissed off if you say it's minor league because they're like, well, they're all pros. Well, technically, yeah, but like you're not playing, you know, Pele here in L.A.
At the very least, it's developmental, right? It's, you know, I think that's the way it works. Like, you go from, you know, USL2 to USL1 and MLS. Like, I think that's the way it works.
I think you've got it, you know, and they buy out contracts as opposed to being part of a system like your baseball minor leagues. But the long and short of it that I've gathered just from what's covered on this so far is they've got a website, they've got all their stuff up, and they've got a real owner, you know?
Okay, well. Good luck.
We posted a story on the website if you're interested in it.
Good luck. They kind of break down, you know, what their logo means and everything like that. I mean, if they felt like, hey, there's enough, maybe not enough to fill out, you know, or like you said, justify a new stadium. I think that was part of it, right? The USL said if we're going to have teams, they need to be able to have their own stadiums.
I think we put so much emphasis on things have to. Like, I went to a small college, and I love Division III football. I know I'm in the minority, but I think we don't embrace the fact that 2,500 people can go enjoy a soccer game at Mike Rose and totally have a fine experience, and that's fine.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't understand where we come up with this, we need a half a billion dollar stadium and 10,000 people watching a soccer game when, you know, maybe 2,500 can. I mean, look at the women's soccer game. We had a lit environment for 3,000 people, 2,500, 2,200 watching a women's soccer game in Memphis.
No, you're. I think.
Am I wrong?
No, I think you're onto it. I think you're onto it. I mean, everything can't be huge.
It doesn't all have to be 50,000.
Well, it's just not. I mean, we know that, right? Like, but there is. You know, you're always going to have a core audience that you are serving, and I think clearly they feel like they have enough.
Yeah.
Data to say, hey, we believe that Memphis can support a 2,500 seat arena.
Well, and like if you have 1,000 people on either side of the pitch, if you will, like that looks great at Mike Rose. Like I've seen it. I've been over there. Channel 5, Lawrence Dockery have picked this up, and it says the ownership includes, and I don't know, these folks, Kerry Talley, does that ring a bell?
Yeah. That's who's on as part of the ownership
group. Yeah, former pro player, his brother Clark, their family, and they're part of this structure, John and Kim Talley, and they've got it all set up with Mike Rose.
Yeah, so USL has, USL 2 has a lot of teams. Yeah, they have teams in Arkansas, they have teams in Mississippi, they have teams in Alabama, they have teams in Georgia, they have teams in Florida, they have teams in Texas, this is the southern sort of region. So they have teams, you know, everywhere.
I got
I think they have one in Chattanooga.
Okay.
And so now they'll have one in Memphis. So it's a little less exclusive, right? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit less exclusive than the USL one is. But, you know, again, if there's an appetite for soccer in this place and
cool.
You know, like more family friendly things to do.
Right, I mean, and I'm assuming price would be friendly to get in there. I mean what are they going to charge?
You know, right. It's something to do. If you have a kid that's just a soccer nut, take him out and go to Mike Rose.
Well, and not to go there, but the people who bitch about going downtown.
You know, there's no more bitching. Yeah, we got the National Guard.
Here,
All right. Wow. I don't want to hear it. I want
is
everybody
the guard on Forest Hill.
I want everybody to go down. I want everybody to go downtown now that it's safe. The National Guard's here, and everybody to do the restaurants. I want everybody to go to the games. So no more excuses.
That's right.
Right. That's why
we're giving them free tickets now.
So anyway, that's some interesting news. Interesting news there.
Are you a soccer fan?
No.
No.
I'm just, you know, I had a little era when I was like 23 and I tried to get into it, but ultimately I feel like I'm a guest.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a guest in the living room of soccer, of football. Like it doesn't feel natural to me. Like,
yeah.
I like Jeff Borzello of ESPN, like Jeff Borzello is, you know, an absolutely massive soccer fan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And you know, it's,
yeah.
I don't really understand.
But when I
watch a soccer game, I feel like I'm an intruder. Like I feel like I've broken into someone's house.
Yeah.
But people like Jeff Borzello, it's like they're in these British group chats and they like have been adopted or think that they are British themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on with him, but they have to do that.
I think that it's really big in major cities because you have so much populace. You have a large foreign contingent generally. So Chicago, the Chicago Fire. You know, New York, L.A., St. Louis just got one. And from what my friends have told me is they said it started out hot and it's kind of petered off a little bit. And, you know, and Nashville, I think it's done well, if not okay. But they build these new facilities.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's hard to sustain in a middle-sized market.
Absolutely.
Having 30 damn thousand people watching a soccer game when
Absolutely.
You got football in the South.
100%.
You know?
100%.
And baseball.
So, anyway, yeah, good luck. I wish them the very best.
Yeah, for sure. I think it'll do well.
It'll do well for what it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.